Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how all your grain markets finished this afternoon, and we'll hear from Justin Lewis with KIS Futures right after this.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Grain futures were lower across the board in the corn, soybeans, and wheat futures. It looks like we just had some continued follow-through selling from yesterday, as the dollar was 35 higher, and then the export market seems to be slowing down just a bit. There is some export market going on here with China. Is rumored to purchase some new crop corn, but that wasn't enough to keep the market afloat, as we were down 10 cents in the December new crop. November beans were down 6.5 cents, and then July Chicago wheat down 7 at 6.95 and a half, and July Kansas City down 4 at 7.38 and a half. So again, we were lower across the board. These cold temperatures we had through the southern plains last night probably did affect some of the crops as they begin to mature farther north into Kansas. But overall, the market hadn't really taken that into consideration. There's some reports out of central and southern Oklahoma and then the Texas Panhandle that the damage is becoming more noticeable as it develops more. So it'll be interesting to see where we go there. Yesterday's crop progress report showed that only 4% of the corn crop is planted. So that's almost a record low. Last year we had 26% planted at this time, and then the five-year average was 16%. Wheat headed, which is important due to the stage of the wheat versus the the multiple freezes we've been seeing. There's only 8% headed. Last year, 42% planted or headed, and then the five-year average was 19% headed. And then looking at the wheat condition, which is a pretty big deal because it's not very good. The poor to very poor category is 33% right now. The fair category is 32%, and then good to excellent is only 35%. Now, last year, we were in the good to excellent category, we were 63%, so nearly 30% lower in that category. And then last year's poor to very poor was 10%, so about 20% higher in the bad categories and 30% lower in the good categories. So overall, not a very, very pretty picture. Doesn't look like things are going to improve unless the weather continues to improve from here.
Thanks, Justin. We'll take a look at your closing grain market numbers right after this.
Hey, cattle producers, coming up this Friday will be the fifth grass time sale for Express Ranches of Yukon, Oklahoma. They've got a great, outstanding set of 133 Angus bulls they'll have on offer, 127 registered Angus pairs, 59 fall-bred Angus heifers, and some fancy commercial heifers as well, all originating out of the W.T. Wagoner estate of Vernon, Texas. For information, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977, Express Ranches.
In our grain markets today, Kansas City May wheat finished down 2.25 cents at 7.37 1/4. July contract was down 4 cents at 7.38 1/2, and the September contract was off 4.75 cents at $7.50 even. Chicago May wheat finished down 4.75 cents at 6.97 1/2. The July contract down 7 cents at 6.95 1/2, and the September contract down 7 1/4 at 7.03. In our row crops, Chicago May corn down 7 1/4 at 6.38 1/2. July contract down 9 1/2 at 6.14, and the September contract was down 13 1/2 cents at 5.42 1/2. May soybeans on the Chicago board up 2.5 cents today at 14.19 3/4. July contract down 5 3/4 at 13.58 1/2, and the August contract was down 10 3/4 at 12.98 3/4. That's a look at your closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.